Today we pray for environmental focus, the local fires, and we're also praying for fire insurance and the firefighters, all those that are fighting them. It is fire season, it is hot, and some insurance companies are discontinuing or thinking about discontinuing homeowners with fire insurance. And then other insurances are raising the rates so high, many will not be able to afford it. Our county is actually calling for an emergency declaration. Check out the information on the report. And as of July 9th, two fires are burning in San Bernardino County. One's called Vista and the other's called Blue Water. One is in near Lytle Creek, in the mountain range, and is close to Mount Baldy Ski Resort, so they have closed that down, and some of the Pacific Trail as well. To see updated information, go to fire.ca.gov or click the links below. Father, we lift up these fires and we pray. Right now, they are 0% contained. We pray that you would grant the firefighters and the leaders and the administration and all of those that are involved in stopping these fires, both the forest, local fire departments, whoever they've called in, whatever cavalry, even military, whoever knows what they brought in there to stop these, and that are getting what appear to be out of control. These fires can be seen from so many areas. And so we pray for those that have issues with their health, that they will stay inside and take the precautions necessary. We pray for those that are fighting it, that they too will not get affected by this physically. We pray for their protection. We pray that you would grant them divine wisdom, divine and creative ways to stop it. We pray for those that are bringing in the water and the fire retardant from the air. We pray for the flight people, all the personnel that are on the helicopters, planes, and whatever other devices coming in, tractors, trailers, whatever. God, that you would help them. We pray for the animals, they won't get killed. We pray, God, for the structures near them, that they won't be damaged. God, we just lift them all up and pray that you will do something divine. We also lift up that we pray for 100% containment of the Vista fire, 100% containment of the Blue Water fire, and we want to completely give you praise and honor and glory and thanks for containing the Lucerne fire and the Coahuila fire, which was near Lucerne and Apple Valley. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord. And so we pray for the extra strength that the fires need. We pray for them to have compassion for one another, for those that they're dealing with, and that they would have wisdom on how much time to give each person to be in the fray of it. We pray you grant them divine wisdom as they face the different crises that they can't really know will happen. And as they do, Lord, they pray that you would grant them that divine wisdom. We pray for their protection. We pray for their families to be protected from fear, and that you would grant a blanket of peace. We pray for each of the people working on this to have perseverance, a shield of faith, serenity as they are sacrificing their lives, their time, their energy, their health, their bodies, their time with their families. And we also pray, God, for them to have a knowledge of you. We pray in their journey of faith that they will come to know you through this, so that it wouldn't be for fire insurance that they would get it to get into heaven, but they would come to know you personally and be able to have you with them as they are dealing with this, both at the fire and at home and in any other area that they go. We also pray for the insurance companies, God. We pray for our government, and we pray for those that are asking for this declaration in our county. We thank you that they have made a cry for that. We also pray, God, for something to happen so families can still own their homes and be able to afford the fire insurance. We ask again for creative ways in the mighty name of Jesus, who's greater than all things. You said that we can pray the effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man can avail with much. Elijah prayed for rain. It hadn't rained, and it rained. So, Lord, we are praying like Elijah, effectual, fervently, and believing that we will see these fires contained. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen.